Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello everyone! Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. And today's session is actually pre-recorded, and we're using Zoom, so I don't think we will be able to add text. Let's see, depends on how I edit this recording. But anyway, we are going to talk about when to quit your job and become a freelancer, which is very, very interesting topic. But before that, let's have an opening prayer. Or before that, if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you do subscribe, click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications, because we usually go live Mondays and Thursdays 1 p.m. Philippine time, and Sis Belle will share with us what we do on those days.
Yeah, so good morning, good afternoon, good evening, brothers and sisters. As Connie mentioned, we go live every Monday and Thursday, same time, 1 p.m. Philippine time. But we do two sets of things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to join us every Monday. And let's all start the week right. What better way to start the week but to do praise and worship every Monday, 1 p.m. Philippine time. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants, and sometimes we also interview guests from the different freelance industries, freelance niches. So if you're interested to learn more about freelancing, do catch us live at every Thursday at 1 p.m. So there.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I think we still have to do the opening prayer before I proceed. Can you do the honor for the opening prayer?
Yes, sure. Let's all remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way So we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guest for tonight, Ms. Jessa Pacoma. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, so again, our topic for today is when to quit your current job and become a freelancer. But before that, if you are wondering how can you have an actual workbook on how to start your virtual assistant business, make sure to visit conizabala.com/VA book. So there, can you please do introduce our special guest for today?
Yes, we have a special guest joining us in today's episode of Freelancing with Faith. We have to repeat that over and over. She's a multi-talented professional who's embraced various roles in her journey from, get this, huh, university instructor, going to into a skilled virtual executive assistant. But what truly sets her apart is her unwavering devotion to her faith. So please join us in welcoming our special guest for the night, Ms. Jessa Pacoma, a servant of the Lord, here to share her inspiring story. Yay!
Hi, everyone. Yay. Hi, Ms. Mel and Ms. Connie. It's an honor to be with you all, especially to your listeners and to your viewers. Again, I just would like to introduce myself. I'm Jessa, and I've been a virtual assistant not so long time ago. I've started last February. Just this year, and since then, I have been enjoying virtual assistance, and it's been really rewarding for me, and at the same time, for my family as well, as they enjoy the benefits of having more time with them, and at the same time, the perks financially that virtual assistants could give and do. Yeah, so that's it for my introduction.
Thank you for saying
actually,
yes.
You answered some of the upcoming questions already. But anyway, can you share with us how did you start? You said that you just started this year, and you said that you are also you were a university instructor, if I heard that right. So how come there?
What led you?
That's
what
a big question. Yeah. So since I finished college, I actually graduated as a Bachelor of Secondary Education major in English. I have pursued my master's in arts and language teaching after that. And right after our graduation, our university asked us and my three other classmates in college to do part-time job in the university. And amazingly, by God's grace, they opened some items for language instructors, and we applied, and it's because of God's greatness that we were able to get the items, the four of us, which is very, very amazing. And since then, I've been teaching in the university for 5 years, going six. Yeah. And it's just amazing because I've learned so much in the university. I believe that God really put me there because there's a purpose for me. I was not just there to teach students language, as it is my task for them, but it's amazing how God has used me and that platform to introduce Him to the students. And through that, I was able to like create some cell groups wherein we talk about the Lord, and then they were able to like know God deeper than they have before. And that is, I think, the most rewarding thing of being a university instructor. You have a greater reach to these students, and it's just so easy to like inform them because you're the teacher, they believe me. And it's just so easy to like sprinkle the mud on your lessons. So I think that is what makes teaching for me and being at a university much more rewarding. And actually, it's a really good place because at the same time I was doing administrative task, I was close to the office of the university president, because our office is the one that does the marketing materials for the university. I usually do the voiceovers for these materials and do the scripts at the same time. And I really felt useful doing that because aside from teaching, I could be useful at different things too. And I guess it was just the favor of the Lord that coming to me, like I get honorariums at least while doing all these side jobs, side hustles at the university. And I was able to create families like with the people I work with. What's amazing also in the university is that I was able to create like long-lasting relationships with them. They were once my teachers and now they were my co-workers, and now we get along really good. But there came a time 2 years ago, I really remember it because I have my journal with me and it is like recorded there what happened to me. I think I just got burned out. The purpose was lost. I was too busy doing the work for the university that I think I didn't have that much time for the Lord, for my ministry, for the students I tend to, because there are times that I cannot attend my classes anymore because I was too focused on the designation that I am in. And I think that is the first thing that hit me. Like the first thought that entered my mind was that, am I still doing what God wants me to do? And that was on my fourth year, I guess. So I prayed to the Lord. I asked God if this was the right time to like do another venture. But I don't know anything. Like out of the university, I don't have any more options. I don't want to go jobless, of course, because I am the breadwinner also of my family. So there's no chance for us breadwinners to stop. I don't know if you can you can relate to that.
Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. kahit gusto natin, diba? Even if we do want to stop, we don't have choice but to like, okay, we have to set aside our feelings and then we should like work and work and work, even if it means losing ourselves on the process. But for me, that was the thought that came into my mind. Whatever happens, I know that God is going to provide work for me. So I actually introduced the thought to my boss and I told him that here's what I'm planning to do. I think I'm going to go out. I'm going to resign. But he did not allow me to. Then I really cried to the Lord. Actually, there was fear in my heart that time. And after that, I think it was not at the right time because all of the people around me are just saying no. They are just saying that I should not, that I must rethink it over. That I must consider some things first and not just to jump into a conclusion or into a decision that I'm not really sure of. Yeah, so they were able to convince me to stay a bit longer. And yeah, so fast forward after another year, I bumped into one of my former former workmates. He is someone who was already established his work as a freelancer, and even when he was still in the university, he was already convincing me to, like, let's go out of this university and let's, like, do freelancing. There's so much things in the world to experience than just being here in these four walls of the institution. But I didn't mind him that time. But when I saw the fruits of his labor, like, I see his posts all the time, achieving his goals, personal goals, like achieving 7 digits of savings in a year, that really struck me. I don't have that kind of money here in the university. not even a savings account. No, I don't have that. Yeah. Just loans.
I think a lot of teachers,
I don't know, teachers could relate to that.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yes, teachers have loans, and I am not an exception to that. So it was like a ray of hope for me, because he encouraged me that very moment to, like, come on, you see what's happening to me? I'm like doing really good at my job, being paid really good, and then here I am, I can exercise, I can do what I love, I can go out even at 9 a.m., at 10 a.m., whenever I like, without having any pass slip to submit. And I think I got convinced at that time. It interested me that time. And so it sparked a curiosity on me. And so I got curious, researched on it, and I asked the Lord, am I cut for this kind of job? Do I have the skills to do this kind of job? And the Lord's just encouraging me, like, through his word, that he created us not to become the tail but the head, those kind of words, that he is the one who has a great plan for us. And later that year, this is what's amazing. My kuya, my only brother and my only sibling, did freelancing. It's because his girlfriend is a 2-year freelancer. You see how God really moves in mysterious ways. And God is, like, putting people here and here and here to, like, tell me, Jessa, try this one first. I don't know, just at least for me. Lord, is it really what you wanted? No, I mean, yeah. So Ate, the girlfriend of my brother, she gave me, like, a side hustle while I was in the university to handle a social media account, and I'll be the one to do the graphics and all. And then, you know what? It was just 5,000 pesos that I got for a month. But it made me realize that this is the real deal. I could really get money from internet, from doing online virtual assistants, because I was afraid that it will not happen. Like, I'm not really trusting online jobs at first, because I got scammed years ago. But this time, I realized that, yeah, it really works. So I asked my ate to, like, teach me the basics and the fundamentals of doing virtual assistants, and she did. She even told me to, like, apply to these agencies and all. So I did. I just applied, and that was just last year. I started December, and I was still at a university. So it was not an easy thing, because I got into interviews and did not get the job, me being a noob. And I don't know anything at all, like, talking to foreigners. I don't know how to deal with them. Like, how do I talk with a foreigner? Like, I don't know. I really don't know. So I usually do the interviews or my interviews at 5 a.m., at 4 a.m., and wow. I have to be dressed up, like, really going to an interview. And it was not discouraging for me. I took all the rejections as God's way of strengthening my heart and of preparing me for greater things that are yet to come. And then, this is what's amazing. January of this year, I started reading again this book, My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. On the first devotion, the very title of the devotion is, Will You Go Out Without Knowing? And there is a note I wrote here. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, there's a note there. And it says here, May 19, 2021, when I asked God if I will go out of my university, exactly the day I worried. So that was 2 years ago when I tried to like conceive in my mind going out of the university. But it was written here that I was worried that time. But when I reread this devotion, and it says in Hebrews 11, verse 8, he went out not knowing where he was going, there was peace in my heart. Mm. In 2023, when I read this one, there was already peace in my heart. And I know that that was the confirmation of the Lord through his word, that even though I did not know where I was going, I am going to go out. Because I know that his provision will go before me, behind me, and he is going to surround me with his provision. And he's revealing to me who he is by trusting not on the things that are certain, but on the things that are not even certain. And I think that is what we call faith. Yeah. So with that, I gave my resignation letter, and the university president actually scolded me and asked me to stay for another semester. And I actually did. But during that time, while I was at the university, by February, I got my first client. And by March, I got my second client. Yeah, and it's just, and by April, I got my third client. It's just so amazing how God really works.
Imagine.
And then after that, I think I left the university at a good note, because up until now, they're still calling me, like, asking my help, like, to do emceeing on these events. Actually, last week, even though I'm not a teacher anymore, they asked me to host the Teacher's Day celebration of our city. Mm. Yeah, so it's just overwhelming because they see me as a part of the university, even though I'm not part of it anymore. And it's just amazing because now they see freelancers not as rebels, but as someone who could who could support them in other ways. So I think, I guess it was just the Lord's way of like putting me into a new ground, where he is setting my foot into. And he's saying that, Jessa, this is your new territory. Declare that it's yours because I have given it to you. And amazingly, because I don't know if you, I think you know that as Christians, our first fruits must go to the Lord. So I think that's one of my wins, because I can now help my church better during my first pay. I gave everything to the Lord, and it's not me, totally not me. It's not about me. It's not what I did, but it's about who the Lord is, who we are serving. So all glory and praises to Him alone.
Amazing. Amazing.
Praise and God.
I think that's the usual story when you're being led to do something. Sometimes it takes time for us to say yes. So you mentioned that that it was already running in your head on your fourth year, right?
I agree.
But that's how that's human nature. That's our majority of us can relate to that story. Sometimes it will really take time. And God moves slowly. but steady.
I agree. I think delays are God's ways.
And I think God doesn't have just a plan B.
Yeah.
Plan A. It's B, C, D, all the numbers, all the combinations. Because as humans, you know, we're not really kind of listening and doing instantly what we think we heard already or what He already said to us. Sometimes we ignore it. So there is another sets of plans that He's doing in our lives.
Just trust me on this. It's like God telling you.
Not your time, Jessa, my time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just so amazing. Like, also, I think one of the perks too that I got from freelancing is that actually I'm not in an agency anymore. My clients and me took me from the agency, and now I'm working for them directly. And I think one of the perks there is that you know, our parents, we would want to give them the best. And yeah, you know what? In the university while I was there, I could not like give them what they want or treat them with this and that. But now it's amazing how you can just freely give without having heartaches that, oh, paano na ako? What did I say? No. Now you can just give it to them.
Agree. She already answered. I'm not sure if I still have a question, but anyway. okay, here. Do you have, since you are transitioning from being an instructor to being a executive virtual assistant, do you have any other resources that you can perhaps share with our aspiring freelancers? Like, for example, do you read some books or do you have like trainings?
Oh, okay. Awesome. What's amazing, Ms. Connie, is that here in Camp Balogan City, we have a group for the freelancers. It's called CATVA. Our city is called Camp Balogan, and the virtual assistants here are like convening. They talk about things, and then we share our best practices. We learn from each other. I think, yeah, human resource is the best resource that I am getting from. The people that I talk with, sometimes I co-work with them. Like, while we are working, we do it virtually. They're working on the other side of the screen. And then we can just ask questions whenever we have questions on mind. And another thing is that, you know what? I'm really struggling focusing. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an extrovert and that I'm not really used to being alone, working alone. So I am always like, I need to always do something, connect with people. So whenever I work, it's a struggle for me to not hold my phone and converse with my friends on Messenger. And I know it's not good. It's a very no-no, but it's a struggle for me. So you have to like beat that up. So I tried to purchase some books, like for example, this Deep Work book about focus. Yeah, you can just buy them on Shopee. And other books that could help me concentrate more. I watch videos, for example, on how to like improve my concentration. And yeah, I think those are the resources that I have.
Thank you for sharing. So since you shared some Bible verses, do you also have like favorite or your go-to Bible verse when, you know, you don't feel so good?
Definitely. I have some with me. My all-time favorite is Psalm 63:3. For your love is better than life, therefore my lips shall glorify you. And another one, Psalm 73, I guess, 25-26. But you are my portion, and my heart and my strength may fail, but you are the portion, my portion forever. It was the verse that I took hold when I was in the hospital, when my mother had cancer, was battling with cancer, and you know, she's a survivor now. So I guess those are my weapons. And even now, when I am usually discouraged, I always read those like go-to verses that I have.
Yay. So one last question before we do the ways where Jessa will share with us how to quit your current job and become a freelancer. So since there were a little sort of delay, well, in human time for starting your freelance business or starting as a freelancer, do you have any, if you want to look back and go to that time, do you have anything to say to your younger self?
Okay. If I would be talking to my younger self, I would tell her, young Jessa, just keep doing what God wants you to do. You're just doing fine. No need to rush. Just trust in the Lord's timing. Just trust in whatever you are going through right now. Everything's just temporary, and the Lord is going to put you in a good place. Whatever happens in your life right now, it may be good or bad, everything works together for your own good.
Yes, man. Yay. So that's the end of the first section. We're not done yet. First section, okay, of this session. So we're going to talk about the main topic for today's session, which is when it is time to quit your job and become a freelancer there. So Jessa, take it away.
When is it time to quit your job and pursue freelancing? Quitting your current job is not easy because it's what you are used to do. It's like your comfort zone. It's like where you are used to being there. But I think you'll know when to quit your job and pursue freelancing with these three ways to know how. First is when your purpose is slowly fading away. Purpose is really important because as what was written in the Purpose Driven Life book, your purpose is like a rudder to your boat. When you don't have it, you will not go anywhere. You will just be circling around the water and you will not go wherever you would want to be. So I think purpose should always be in line to the job you are into. I think I realized that I've lost my purpose when I started not having interest in doing things. Like you're already dragging yourself to school or to the university. I think it's when I lost my purpose and that I was not able to like share the good news of the gospel anymore to my students because I was not able to cater my students anymore or my classes because I was too busy doing my other jobs in the university. I think that is one. So right now, if you are struggling with your purpose, wherever you are, whatever job you have right now, I think it's one of the ways you'll know, or you can see, say to yourself, it's time to quit. Secondly, I think you'll know when to quit your job and pursue freelancing if it does not align with your goals anymore. If your work is not aligned to your vision, to your goals, to where you want to go anymore. It happens. It happens a lot. Our generation right now, the Gen Z, the baby boomers, the millennials, we are known to like not last at a certain job because we are more known of being job hoppers. But I guess it's just because we would want to explore more while we are young. We are exposed to these different kinds of inputs through the information we get from social media, that we are more empowered than ever. We would want to get a job that would not just look like a job, but would look like something that we could enjoy, more aligned to our passion. Yes, maybe at first that job serves you right, but in the long process, in the long run, you're losing interest on that already. I think it's time to like rethink, am I still serving the people I have to serve? Is it still serving my utmost interest at this point? So you have to consider going to another career path. And the third one, I think, when to quit your job and pursue freelancing, it's when God says so. I know God is not like literally speaking through us, but I know that God speaks through His word. So it is a must for us to seek counsel from the word of God. Do we ask the Lord about our plans? Do we ask the Lord if it's the right thing to do? Do we pray to the Lord? Do we seek Him through His word? Maybe if you're not doing it at this time, you should try it, because the Lord, He creates the universe and everything that we have. He is the giver, the provider of all the good things. And I guess he is also at work in your career. So why not ask Him about it, right? So I think it's good that we ask the Lord so as to hear His answer if it's time for us to quit our job. Like for me, in my case, I was really able to concretize that I am now going to go out of the university. I already have a go signal, a green light from the Lord. It's because He has given me His word. And it's not just a one-time word. There were people, godly people, who counseled me and supported me. And they said that they also feel like the Lord is leading you here. I think it's really important too. And of course, there must be peace in your heart. Like you must go out not on a bad note, but on a good note. So I think those are the things that we should consider when we are already conceiving an idea of going or quitting out of our current job. And why freelancing? Easy question. It's because my goal was to have more time for the Lord, more time for my family, more time for my cell group, more time for my dog, more time for myself. Yeah, it's better to have freelancing because you're just working from home and you can just be here in the comforts of your house 24/7. You could just take them out on a dinner anytime and you can just play with your dog anytime. You can read the Bible anytime. You can pray anytime. It's your call. It's your call. And yeah, I think that's one of the reasons you can do a homework or work from home. And then the second one is, yeah, we would want to land in a job that pays as well. And I think freelancing does exactly that. You do not that much of a work, but you are paid amazingly. I don't know how to put it into words. Yeah, so those are the things, and I'm just saying to you that if it's already a thought for you to go out of the university because you're experiencing mental struggles and all, maybe you take a break. And if you can take a jobless break, maybe you have to pursue freelancing. It's giving you two things at the same time, a break, a healthy break, and at the same time, a work with a great pay. So I think that's it.
Sorry, we are all biased when it comes to freelancing. So that's amazing. Yay. Thank you for sharing. Sis Ben, it's your turn for the fast Q&A. Oh, by the way, before we start with the third section, if you have any questions to Jessa, feel free to share them in the comment section so that we can relay all your concerns, all your questions to her, and she will respond to you directly. Ben.
Yes, especially for people who are in your region, like if they want to connect to your group, that's a good way to begin their freelance career. So anyway, let's go to the fun round. We call this the fast Q&A round. So we'll get to know Miss Jessa here more. Let's see from her answers. Okay, first question. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to talk to animals.
Last movie or series you watched?
Last movie. What do you call this? Young Sheldon.
Oh, up here. your LSS song, the last song playing on your mind.
Young Sha. Oh my gosh. Oh, none but Jesus.
Teleportation or flying?
Flying.
Last book you've read?
Last book I read, the Bible.
The top three people that you follow?
Top three people I follow, my mom, my cell leader, and my boyfriend.
Good answer. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Lord, when are you going to take me?
Are you ready to hear the answer?
Ha 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 So I think so.
Thank you. Thank you for playing along. So that concludes our first
I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you so much, Miss Val and Miss Connie.
By the way, any last message for our aspiring freelancers, especially for a millennial? I think you said that you are a millennial and most of the millennials are hopping jobs. So
yeah.
What is your message to them?
I think the only message that I could give these millennials is that you should have a purpose in whatever you're doing. Like, because if you have a purpose in what you're doing, you will be giving your 100% to it. And the best purpose that we could do is the purpose that God has given to us. And for me, my purpose is to make Him known.
Amen. Wow, that's amazing. So anything you'd like to promote there?
Yeah, I just would like to promote my boyfriend's Facebook page. Yeah, he is also a devoted Christian. He's the one who won me to Christ. And yeah, his Facebook page is Jeff Wright.
Jeff Wright. So we will share all those links in the description. So feel free to check them out. And if you have any more questions to Jessa, even if you're watching it not on actual 1 p.m. but on a late replay or whatever time you're watching it, just feel free to make a comment and we will forward all your questions or concerns to Jessa there. And again, if you'd like to start on having your own workbook on building or starting your virtual assistant business, go ahead and visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get to know more information. So let's have a closing prayer first before we end, so I won't forget. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for all the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. And we also lift up to you, Jess, and the rest of her family. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Father, amen. The Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. There. So we hope to see you again on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday for another VA topic. So there, any last messages before we end?
Yeah, just it's difficult to, you know, again, what we're discussing a while ago, it's difficult to be rational about things. it's difficult to just follow instantly. So sometimes it takes time, but trust the process, trust God, trust Him with everything. So that's it.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this. If there are people who are not familiar with church and communities, so Jessa was mentioning cell groups. This is a smaller group. Like, for example, if you have a spiritual family or community that you attend church every Sunday, they have these smaller groups so that you can meet in a certain schedule or whatever you agreed on and talk about things. So that's it, because it's somehow the church way to reach to each of the members of its, you know, community. So go ahead and, you know, why not
reach out?
Maybe, yeah, reach out to any of the church near you and connect with them. That might be something you need that you didn't know.
You're not journeying alone. So that's it.
Yes. Yeah, so that's it for us. Bye, everyone. God bless. Thank you, Jessa.
Thank you so much, Miss Connie and Miss Bell. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.